Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham goes ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Woo! Let's do it. We're going to start with Babe before the game, kind of giving a little game plan, offensive game plan for the Cowboys, okay? Just kind of rubbing his crystal balls.
Okay, but here's what you have to do. Once a quarter, I need you to take a deep shot. It's an investment. Don't worry about the result. It's an investment. Take a deep shot.
All right, here's a big third and nine. Back to throw. Protection's good. There's your deep shot. Left side caught. At the 45 of Jacksonville by the rookie Michael Gallup. You already knew this, but you're so drastically underpaid.
Darren, that's a great line. Okay, I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about whether to believe in the Cowboys or whatever. Three of their most important players are Gallup, Connor Williams, and Vander Esch. And you would think that they would all get progressively better as the year goes on.
And they are.
And they're very important to the success of this team. You're talking about two offensive starters.
Throw your fourth-round pick Dorrance in there as well. He started yesterday.
When is the last time, and I know part of that has to do with they want DeMarcus Lawrence out there for passing and whatever, but when is the last time that Sean Lee missed a game and you went out there and just kicked ass defensively?
Oh, well, did you see that stat? Bobby Belt, actually, I'm glad you asked. This might take a minute.
I got it right here, Ben.
We're having some Wi-Fi issues today.
Sean Lee was drafted in 2010. The Cowboys have had 9 games where they allowed 10 points, 200 yards passing, and 100 yards rushing or fewer. Okay? 9 games since 2010. Yesterday was the first time they've done it without Sean Lee in the 45 games he's missed.
In your face, Shippy.
So, yeah. That's validation enough for Vander Esch.
Yeah.
And the rest of the defense. When Sean Lee is out, this thing normally falls to pieces.
We did it.
And it doesn't do that anymore. So I'm not saying Sean needs to go away. I would not play him this week. I would say, hey, get right, bye week, 2 more weeks to get right.
No rush.
And then get ready for the second half.
Yep.
But then we move on here. This was a play. Cowboys got very lucky when Dak decided to make the football a basketball.
Second down, snap to Prescott, steps up. Oh, he lost the handle on the ball, picks it up, and runs for the first down. He dropped the ball. It bounced back up to him again, and he ran forward for a first down before Dante Fowler and Telvin Smith got him.
All right, I thought that was an incredible play, and you could look at that and say that that's luck, but I think he was just looking at the angle in which the ball was going to hit the ground, and he read it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was ever nervous about where that thing was going to bounce. I think he just read the bounce properly, and I thought it was a hell of a play by him. And he never lost his composure.
At that point, it was 3-0. You know, Jaguars get that fumble. Who knows?
Who knows?
It looks like the Cowboys, you know, beat the crap out of them, but who knows what happens then.
The composure.
Because later on in the drive, they would do this.
So it's 2nd and 10 from the 17. Elliott to Prescott's left in the gun. Read option. He's got it. Swaim a block. Block to the 5. Prescott runs it in. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Oh, so great. God, this team. They can't be stopped when they're playing Jacksonville at home.
Mm-hmm. They're tearing it up. And the Swaim block was so good that Barry Church had to run around and couldn't make it in time.
Couldn't reach around him.
Yeah, did the reach around move.
Yep.
Barry Church was trying to do that.
Yeah. I love Barry Church, but it did seem like he was just kind of caught farting around a lot yesterday.
What?
Did you guys notice that?
Shippy, pull this so we can get it over to Barry Church immediately. I thought Barry played a great game.
I thought he just enjoyed being back in the DFW.
Yep.
That's where he makes his offseason home.
Yep.
I thought this was great. Brad struggling with a sponsor read.
And the Bank of America. That was the We'll have a Bank of America kickoff in a moment, but the Airbus, we have too many cards. Yeah. I'm not, that's why I don't have that many brain cells left.
Oh, no. Oh, what is he saying happened?
I don't know. What happened to those brain cells?
Without partying.
I don't know why.
Barry Church.
I think it makes me, and I probably shouldn't have done that to Brad, but I guess it makes me feel like there's hope for me and other young broadcasters in the world when a Hall of Famer can still kind of kick it around in a little bit.
I don't have that many brain cells left.
He's basically saying he's been partying, you know. He's
now,
been tearing it
what
up.
What causes your brain cells to leave?
Mostly marijuana, drugs, Brad, smoking the weeds.
What about drinking?
Oh, my God.
No.
No?
We
also,
did that. It was true or false on our alcohol test.
Does that have a drinking problem?
Yeah, yeah.
Head injuries.
Yeah.
Now, I've titled this cut as Ask and You Shall Receive. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. That's good.
And while we're just asking for things, Brad, Cole Beasley has not had a touchdown in 12 games.
Wow.
He's got 12 games without a touchdown. So is there any way you can dial that up here? You're the guy calling it.
You're the guy.
Just call it.
You are the offensive coordinator. I will describe the play you have called.
All right.
It is first and 10. Prescott, a lot of time over the middle. Beasley, 10-5, goal line. Touchdown, Cole Beasley.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I'm just seeing
the breaking news.
Just go ahead and keep going.
We need to hit this.
Yeah, hit it.
Paul Allen was found dead at the age of 65. That's breaking news.
Explain to our listeners who Paul Allen is.
Paul Allen, I'm sorry, is the owner of the Seahawks and the Portland Trail Blazers.
The Microsoft guy?
Yes.
And the Sounders.
Yeah.
He's a top 50 rich person in the United States.
I mean, he's one of Dawson's heroes.
I was hanging out with Paul Allen, Luke Wilson, and I was in my underwear slamming Fireball.
I'd like to apologize for that very inappropriate drop.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is incredible that we would have anything in the system with Paul Allen on it. And the fact that it involved Luke Wilson and Fireball is a little strange, too.
A guy ran out on the field at a Seahawks game or something?
Is when they won the Super Bowl, I believe. Kevin?
All right. We're only doing this one because there's a great drop. At this point, it's 17-0 Cowboys. It's blow up. There's a good drop here.
Now it's 3rd and 4. Bortles in the gun. Big rush coming, and he runs up the middle. Shovel pass is dropped at the 40-yard line by Dede Westbrook, who did not know the pass was coming. Bortles saw Taco Charlton was coming off the right end like a ton, and Bortles saw that and went, bah!
Wow, that's awesome.
That's a great way to put it. I mean, like, when he says that, you know exactly what he means.
Yes. Yeah.
I need that for my ringtone whenever Brad calls. That's great.
We can probably make a song with that.
Hold on, guys. Brad's calling me. Hey, Brad, what's up?
Okay. So everyone, obviously, Conor McGregor was at the game. We all talked about that. Yeah. We know Conor McGregor was at the game. So
what?
Christy explained, she's doing a report on the sideline. She's explaining how her nephews love Conor McGregor, okay? And she's telling a little bit of a story. And I just want to ask you guys, is this A, an inappropriate joke, or B, a top shelf joke?
Okay.
Oh, gosh. You know what? My nephews are so jealous of me. They've never been impressed with my job until today when I sent them. I texted them the photo of the selfie. I think I've seen about 3 of McGregor's fights.
Oh, nice.
You have, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because my nephews, they do the pay-per-view.
Well, Babe does a lot of pay-per-view, too, but we're not going to be talking about who he's going to be posing with.
Oh, my God. Brad with the hotel porn joke.
And they share rooms on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he knows firsthand.
He's always listening to the wall. Turn it down, Brad.
Dude, I'm going to watch so much questionable porn on your computer.
Shut up, me.
I mean, it was a really good story. I will say this, in that report that I trimmed it down, Christy talked about how Conor McGregor was probably, she said, one of the best guests the Cowboys have ever had just because he was down for anything. Pictures.
Whoa.
She said he took over 1,000 pictures, never stopped signing autographs, and he was just a really nice guy. Now,
Is that because he can't win
now
fights
Now, we had Dingus
anymore?
On last week about the fight, and he was really trash-talking the Khabib guy. Or is it Khabib? I don't know. He was talking about that guy's race and religion quite a bit, but I'm going to block all that out. It sounds like Conor McGregor is a real nice guy.
Okay.
And then let's end it with another Cole Beasley touchdown, because he had a lot of them.
Prescott back. He's got a lot of room to run up the middle. He didn't take it, but he found Beasley in the end zone on the left side. Perfect strike. Touchdown to Beasley.
I'm so happy that Beasley gave him the sauce twice.
I am too. And some people saw it coming. If you're a Cole Beasley whisperer, you might have started him in the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy League.
Thank you, Ben. I sure did.
You're not in the league, Skin.
Oh.
I am, and I did. So in your face, everyone.
Did you have him stashed on your bench, or
no.
did you pick him up off
Picked
the waiver
wire? Picked him up this
wire?
Week off the waiver wire and started him due to some...
Holy cow, did you tell Barry Church you were going to do that?
I did not tell Barry Church I did that, but I benched Barry Church.
Oh!
Because I don't have defensive players. But, yeah, I'm happy for Cole, man. I'm happy for Cole. And, dude, that's what happens when you get your best weapon in the passing game, the ball.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and worry about it. Was he number one? Is he number two? What? It's just he's the best you got. Every team has been telling you that's who we got to stop. We got to focus on this guy. You might as well throw him the rock and see what happens when you do.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.